Minchov Sif Aleph Halokeatas Mitsuyasis Mitzrael Omitagar and Yehudi. A person who buys a talis and has tzitzis already on it from a Jewish person or from a non-Jewish person who is a merchant who is, this is his business, and if he's caught that he's selling possible items, he's going to lose his parnosa. So that is the reason that we would trust him. And Ramah adds, V'om shalokach miYisrael Neman. This tagger, this kosher person, has to say that he bought it from a Jewish person, and the Lavush holds that even Minastam, we can assume that it looks like a talus with tzitzis that he bought it from Yisrael. And he says it could be that Ramah is also Labdavka. So all these situations, we say the talus is kosher. The kim the tagger chazok shalokach miYisrael. Since this person is a merchant, we assume that he bought it from Israel and he's selling things that are kosher. But he can get into trouble if he doesn't. But if he buys it from Stam, a goy who's not in the business, then it's possible because we don't trust him and he has nothing to lose to lie to. If a person who also finds a talus in the street, he can assume that it's kosher. A person that has the strings of tzitzis, he should not send them with a goyish shaliach because we don't trust him. And it has to have two chosomas, like we have when you send meat, it has to have two seals. Also here, it has to have two seals. Halacha lemaisa, because there are all kinds of problems with tzitzis, one should buy tzitzis only that have a hechsher on them. And also, if they have the tzitzis tied onto them, you should buy them from the person's Yir Shamayim.